Vaughn and Deborah, congratulations on winning the 2016 Venture Prize, the Fast Growth category. How does it feel?
Well, a little surreal right now. We've worked extremely hard. We didn't really have any false wishes, I guess is the right word. We think we're pretty good, but the other competitors definitely had some fantastic products. So just probably still a little shaky right now, but we believe Dakota and Deb and I have worked so hard over the past couple of years that we believe we have a product to go to market that will change how airlines and the transportation industry deliver their cleaning habits and cleaning services on board their most expensive assets, that's the machinery, and also to help drive the value to the customer, which is far more clean aircraft, busing, ambulances, hospitals, obviously. There's so many categories we're going to go into. So,
well, I love the name of your product. It's called Mop It. Where did the name Mop It come from?
Well, that's a good question. So one of our board members was an executive with Canadian Airlines, and his brother-in-law is a European advertising executive, retired. And he came up with the name, well, he came up with three names, but I grabbed onto that one because I was such a fan of the a children's program a long time ago. But it does suit the actual mechanism of the unit. The Moppet is basically, if you turn it upside down, it has a Moppet head, so it's like the Beatles.
And looking at the video that you showed here at the Venture Prize, it looked very simple and very small and very light.
It is. It's a very lightweight system. It's only about 2.5 pounds, fully loaded. Each of the dispensing units has 7 to 8 cartridges. So they're preloaded and put away in the closet or the overhead bin for the aircraft. Not taken away from the fact that that could be in an ambulance or a hospital closet or somewhere else. So at the end of the day, it's very, very simple to use. And we've actually got flight attendants on our advisory board as well. So the development has been with the airlines, and I think that's going to be our first into-market area. But it is very lightweight, simple to use.
Deborah, what role do you play with the company?
Well, I think that in any small business, we as the two founders have taken on a variety of roles. Everything from marketing, sales, product development. We've really worked together on all aspects of the company. My primary love is marketing, and I think Vaughn's is sales. But we've really had to delve deep into product development, right down to the assembly line of putting together some of the initial trial units, which has been an amazing experience. We have learned so much about product development. We both come from the airline industry, so we understood the need and what the product needed to do from a usability point of view. And then we learned how to actually build our idea, make it a reality. So quite interesting.
So is this something that is antibacterial that helps with sterilization?
It is, actually. It has aviation cleaning and disinfectant inside the product. So it doesn't just wipe up the spill. It actually will protect against germs, and it helps in occupational health and safety for sanitization. So that is really one of the key selling points of our product. It's not just a spray bottle with some paper towels. We're actually making it a safer environment both for the employees and for the guests or the passengers on board aircraft or other commercial transportation.
Vaughn, when you look down the road, what do you project or forecast as being the potential market for this, dollar-wise?
Well, this is one of the areas that we spent a lot of time, and part of the Venture Prize competition was the business plan. But the intent is to go after the top 200 airlines in the world. The business plan has a very, very, very detailed financial program, and we have basically categorized every airline in the world and driven it down to the number of aircraft per airline fleet, the number of bathrooms, galleys, how often they would fly, and the numbers are actually staggering when we think about the number of cartridges that would be used.
you got a check for $80,000. What are you going to do with the money?
Well, it will go back into the company for now and will help keep us going. It is an unexpected bonus, to be honest with you. We didn't realize it was quite that much. And I think that's maybe, Devin, my philosophy. Life is not simple. We don't take anything for granted. And I think we've just got such an amazing team behind us, everybody, that, you know, whether it's been the government agencies, Tech Edmonton, Innovate Calgary, Lorena Forster and her program, our commercial partners that are from China, and we've got some very interesting partners. Our airline partner, we've just got such a fantastic number of people that have just really, really helped us, and I can't say enough about them.
Just looking at Tech Edmonton, what help did they give you?
Well, Tech Edmonton, they were the first ones that we approached to do the business assessment, and they did a study with the University of Alberta to look at the North American marketplace. So they did the first interviews and conducted a study that gave us enough momentum to believe that we had something. I think that has been critical. And that team, they did a super job and they really gave us the foundation to start. And from there we went down to Innovate Calgary through a friend of ours, and he introduced us to that group, and they have been super supporters as well. So. Yeah, it's been an interesting road, but Tech Edmonton is where we started.
Congratulations, and thank you very much, Vaughn.
Thank you very much indeed for taking the time. Thank you.
And thank you, Deborah.
Thank you as well.